Last week, I wrote to Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille about corruption allegations into South African Tourism, or SAT, Acting CEO Nomasonto Ndlovu. A 2017 KPMG report into the Denokeng Festival, which never took place, attached to the letter, specifically mentions Ndlovu 46 times. Nomasonto Ndlovu was Group Head Communications, Marketing and Events in Tshwane at the time. The KPMG reports provides a plethora of detailed information, which includes how it appears that inflated payment figures provided by Ndlovu do not match invoiced amounts, with the differences not being explained. The KPMG report recommended that the city of Tshwane should consider action into Ndlovu. In my letter to the minister, I explained that although the festival matter is a separate process, the KPMG report must be considered when it comes to appointing and retaining Ndlovu as SAT CEO, even if it is in an acting capacity. As a result, I've approached my colleague, Councillor Siobhan Miller, who serves on the Municipal Public Accounts Committee of the City of Tshwane, to unbury the KPMG report, which has been buried by previous ANC administrations, after the then DA City McGovernment had called for a forensic investigation into this matter. Should such an investigation reveal that there was a malfeasance involving Mrs. Ndlovu, this will take a direct bearing, or make a direct bearing, on SAT and indeed the National Department of Tourism. We will not lie and let this matter die. Now that another sphere of government will be looking into the specific hidden matter, I am confident that the truth will soon be exposed.